G'dvacht, everybody, Parshas Tzav opens up with the words Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor Perigvav Pasuk Aleph. Tzav is Aharon ve'ezbonav Lemor Zos Torah Sa'ola. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aaron and his sons, these are the rules of the Korban Ola. But if you take a look at the way that the words are articulated to Aaron, it's not Vaydaber Hashem El Moshe Lemor Emor El Aharon, tell Aaron, but it's rather Tzav es Aaron, command Aaron. And thus Parshas Hashavua, Parshas Tzav, is named as such after the word that's used in the commandment to Aaron. But that word Tzav, command Aaron, needs to be understood. Because it's not just tell Aaron, but Tzav es Aaron, command Aaron. And the word Tzav is not a word that's typically used in Chamisha Chumshe Torah and Parshas Hashavua. We see the word Lemor, Emor, Tomar, but not Tzav. Why command? Why does God tell Moshe to command Aaron? And why is that word Tzav used? And Rashi picks up on it and notes that the word Tzav, Ein Tzav Ela Lashon Zeruz Miyad Uladoros. Tzav doesn't only mean command, but Tzav has a certain language of eagerness, immediacy, zeal, alacrity. Zrizos means to move, to get something done immediately, now and forever and forever. And Mefarshei Chumash try to understand what is it about this particular command that God gives Moshe to tell Aaron that it has to be done with alacrity, with speed, with eagerness and immediacy. What's happening here? Rashi explains, quoting Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that since we're talking about the Korban Ola, and the Korban Ola is not something that the kohen benefits from, because it's Ola Kulo LaHashem, Tzorech HaKosuv Lizarez B'makom Sheish Bo Chisaron Kids. Since the kohen is not gaining financially from the Korban Ola, he can't eat anything, it goes Kulo LaHashem, it's Ola LaHashem, therefore the kohen needs a little bit of an extra push, and a little bit of an extra cajole, and needs to be mizarez the kohen, to push the kohen, to act with speed and alacrity, and with immediacy in order to bring the Korban, even though he's not benefiting necessarily. However, I'd like to suggest something else regarding zrizos, and regarding eagerness, regarding alacrity, and regarding zeal. We all know that Kohanim zrizim heim. Chazal say that Kohanim at nature were individuals, were people, were a shevet that acted quickly. They had to be speedy. There was so much to do. There were rules. There were times. Certain karbonos can only brought b'bein arbaim, certain b'shachar, certain b'erev. There's certain karbonos that need to be brought at a particular time. Anybody's familiar? Of course, with the major job of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, the amount that he had to do quickly, speedily, changing from white to gold and gold to white, bringing the kabbonos, taking the Sar Lashem, the Sar Lazazel, and moving from place to place. Not only was that true on Yom Kippur, which was the most intense and busiest day of the year for the kohen, but it was true throughout the year on a daily basis. Certainly was true on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, and Yom Tov. There were a lot of things that the kohen needed to do, and thus there was an element of zrizah, speed, alacrity, zeal. But there is even something else more significant. Because if you take a look in the coming psukim, immediately after the Torah tells us Tzav is Aaron, the Torah gives us the schedule and the daily activity of the kohen. And the first thing that the kohen does, the Torah tells us in Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel to Parshas Tzav, V'lavash hakohen midobad, u'michnisei vad yilbash al besaro, v'herim es hadeshen asher tochal ha'esh as ha'ola al ha'mizbeach, v'samo etz al ha'mizbeach. Even before bringing the Korban Ola, there was one thing that the kohen needed to do. And this was haramas hadeshen, or as we refer to the trumas hadeshen. V'herim has hadeshen means that the kohen would separate the ashes that were left over. He would scoop them up, a shovelful, from the ashes that were on the mizbech and place it on the floor of the chatzer, on the east side of the ramp that leads to the top of the mizbech. And these ashes were leftovers from the burnt offerings of the previous day. And Mefarshei Chumash question and wonder. The kohen gets dressed up to take out the garbage. The kohen has to put on his clothes and have to fit him perfectly. And more than that, was this the job for the kohen? Maybe somebody else could take care of it. Maybe the apprentice, maybe the child of the kohen. Maybe a janitor, somebody who is cleaning up the mishkan should take care of this. But the kohen should get dressed. The kohen should do this first and foremost. That's the first avod of the day. Why is the Kohen taking out the Trumas HaDeshen? And why is he doing it immediately at the beginning of the day? What do we see here about the service, the avod of the Kohen? And Reb Shimshon Frol Hirsch in his commentary explains that the basis for this and why it's the first thing that the Kohen does is to teach us that the Kohen is saying, declaring emphatically, that today when I begin my avoda, I will continue to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu the same way that we did it yesterday, according to His will, exactly as ordained. And never ever whatsoever will I veer an iota today from what was supposed to have been done yesterday. And the job that I am coming to do and complete today cannot be innovative, cannot be different than what I did yesterday. Today is Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Hekter Chalav Veiram, the Korbanos that I'm supposed to bring, the Torah Sa'ola, the Torah Sa'osham, the Torah Sa'chatas. My entire job in serving in the office of the Kohen is dafka to do what was done yesterday. And for generation and generation, Kohen after Kohen, back to Elazar and back to Aaron, a Kohen, a Gadol, the first of the Kohanim, is dafka to do exactly what happened the day before. There's no such thing as veering an inch, an iota. I can't move to the right or to left or center. Says Rav Hirsch that that's dafka, the reason that the Kohen Gadol on the first avoda, the first thing that he did was always to look back and never to forget what I did yesterday. And therefore the Kohen mounts the altar, goes up to the Mizbech, removes a scoopful of ash from the Mizbech, places it on the east side of the Mizbech to show and to teach, to concretize that I will continue my job today exactly the way it was done yesterday. I will continue the job today just like my father did it the day before. I will not veer an inch, an iota, a minuscule moment from changing what has happened in the past, and thus sets down the precedent of the job, the office of the Kohen. But indeed, this is a great, great challenge for the Kohen, and really a great challenge for each of us. We all know Tfila Kineged Karbanos Tiknum. Tfila prayer was instituted as a recognition and as a commemoration of the Karbanos, and it's not easy to daven Shachris Mincha Marv today the same way it was done yesterday. And certainly wasn't easy for the Kohen to do the exact same thing that he's doing today the way he did it yesterday, just like in any job one has. It's not easy to do the same thing day in and day out. And maybe, that's the pshat in Rashi. Tzav es Aaron, ein tzav el eloshon zirus miyad uledoros. You know what zrizus is? You know what alacrity, eagerness, zeal is? It's about being passionate today and doing the same thing that I did the day before with the same amount of energy, the same amount of enthusiasm, the same amount of excitement, that I'm prepared to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar, Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. I'm prepared to do my full days of Oda with the same sense of eagerness and excitement and zeal the same way that I did it yesterday. It's true yesterday, it's true now, and it's true Lidoros for generation and generation. And when I open up my sitter in the morning, I'm preparing to say Berachas Shachar. I say Shema and Shmon Esrei three times a day. I'm willing and I'm prepared. I'm excited and I'm enthusiastic to say the very same words that I said yesterday, 2 days ago, a week ago, 10 years ago. The same words that my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather said. The same words that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had used. Magi and Avram. That's what Yiddishkeit is all about. That's what Zrizus is. That's Ein Tzav Elalashon Zirus Miyad Uledoros, because it's not so easy for the Kohen to do the same thing every day. But the Kohen needs the inspiration. The Kohen needs to know that what you're doing is holy and you're doing the same thing every single day. Do it with excitement. Do it with enthusiasm. And thus the Torah is stressing the same thing is true for each and every single one of us. Although we're not Kohanim, and although maybe we don't have the title being Kohanim, Zrizim Heim. The yesod of the Jew is to be able to be enthusiastic, to be emphatic, to be excited, and to be passionate about what I'm doing today, even though it's exactly what I did yesterday. Famously, Reb Sadia Gaon said that he does tshuva every single day, because the way he is today is not the way he was yesterday. He's always growing another rung on a ladder, and another rung on a ladder, and another rung on a ladder. It's consistency, acting with mission and an alacrity day in and day out, and because today I'm even greater, therefore I have to do tshuva, because yesterday I didn't reach that level. And the same thing is true the coming day, the coming Shabbos, the coming tefillah. Every tefillah is better. Every Shabbos is even greater. My Talmud Torah today is even more passionate. minute than it was the day before, with deeper insight and greater understanding. That's what Rashi means. Ein tzav ela lashon zeros miyadu ledoros, because of this challenge that we have, because of the challenge that the Kohen had. And indeed, the Kohen is taught this lesson yet again. But not just the Kohen, it's Aaron specifically, but not in Sefer Vayikra, not in Torah's Kohanim. In Sefer Bamidbar Parshas Korach, when Aaron's kahuna is challenged by none other than his arch nemesis Korach, who takes him to task, and takes Moshe Rabbeinu to task, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Dabro Bnei Yisrael, V'kach Me'itam, Mate, Mate Leves Av, take a staff, each and every single chief will write their name on a staff. Veshem Aaron Tichtav Amate Levi, and place Aaron's name on the tribe of Levi. And place in the old Moed, and the Torah goes on and continues and tells us, do you know who is going to be correct? Is it going to be Aaron? Is it going to be Korach? There's going to be a way to figure it out. Vayihimi Mocharas, Vayava Moshe Lol Ha'edus Vinei Porach Mate Aaron Lebeis Levi. Aaron's staff had blossomed. But what did it blossom? Vayetze perach, vayotzitz tzitz, vayigmal shkedim parshos korach, perek yudzayin, pasuch of gimel. Do you know what emerged from Aaron's staff? Not just a blossom of any blossom, but almonds ripened. What is it about almonds? What's unique about an almond? Says Rashi, there's something unique of an almond amongst all fruits, that shkedim are the quickest, the earliest, the first fruit to ever blossom and to ripen, so much so that they don't even show a bud, but their fruit comes out immediately, well before any other fruit tree, much earlier than the springtime. Shkedia parachas, shkedim, almonds blossom very quickly. And refers himself to Parshas Korach, expresses and expounds upon Rashi, and says that just as almonds grow rapidly, quickly, so too Aaron, the Kohanim, the Levim, serve God with alacrity, zeal, and vigorous devotion. Because that's the avod of the Kohen, Kohanim Zrizimim. Ein tzav ela lashon zeros miyad ledoros. And again, although we are not Kohanim, at least most of us, nonetheless, our responsibility and our job, our obligation in our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to serve Hashem with similar alacrity, similar speed, similar excitement, similar enthusiasm. And indeed, this is one of the greatest challenges that we continue to see in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, in the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, and again, contemporarily in our own lives. But if we take a look in Parshas Tzav Gufa, we see that this emerges again in the trup that's found on top of the word Vayishchat. And the word Vayishchat is found in Parshas Tzav, Perek Ches, Pasuk Chav Gimel, chapter 8, verse 23. Vayishchat, it's a shalshelas. The shalsheles on top of Vayishchat means that you have to read the word slaughter slowly. That Moshe was slaughtering the item slowly. But why is that trap there? Why is Vayishchat, the shalsheles, found on top of the word Vayishchat? What's the slowing down? Why is there no alacrity? Why is there no speed? Why is there no zeal? What's happening in Vayishchat? And of course, if you take a look at the other three times that there's a shalsheles in Chamisha Chumshei Torah, three times in Sefer Bereishis, again you see that the shalsheles is a reference to slowing down, to not moving at a quick pace. In Parshas Vayera, when Lot was running away and was prepared, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't stay in Sodom, you're going to get in trouble. Perek Yotes, Pasuk Tezayin, the Torah tells us, Vayisma Hameya. And on top of the word Vayisma Hameya, there's a shalshelis, and Vayisma Hameya means to tarry. And Lot began to tarry. He lingered behind because he wasn't prepared to go. And of course, his wife, Ashes Lot, stayed behind and she became a pillar of salt. But again, the shalshelis teaches us to slow down, because Lot himself was slowing down. And again, it's not only true with Lot. It's not just true with Moshe and Vayishchat, but it's true in Parshas Chayisar as well. Perek Chavdalid, Pasuk Yudbeis, the Torah tells us that Eliezer slowed down, because on top of the word Vayomar, there's also a shalshelis. And the shalshelis means that Eliezer slowed down because he was shocked, he was amazed, he couldn't believe it, that everything he was doing was coming to fruition. He was able to find a wife for his servant Avram's son Yitzchak. Vayomar. On top of that word is the shalshelis, because it's again stressing that Eliezer slowed down. He didn't act with alacrity. He didn't act with zeal. There was a sense of slowness that was taking place. And maybe most famously, the end of Sefer Bereishis, Perek Lamites, Pasuk Ches, on top of the word Vayimain, Yosef, as he was being taken advantage of by Eshes Potiphar, Yosef stood steadfast and he denied and he absolutely outright adamantly refused. But nonetheless, there's a shalsheles on the top of the word Vayimain to teach that it wasn't so easy. It was a challenge, but Yosef rose to the challenge. And thus, in each of those four instances, we see a shalsheles Vayismameah. There's a shalsheles Vayomar, a shalsheles Vayimain, a shalsheles. But why on top of the Vayishchat is there a shalsheles? And Chazal tell us and explain that for a moment Moshe paused. Moshe hesitated. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't prepared automatically, willy-nilly, ipso facto, to give over the Kohuna Gedola to Aaron HaKohen. And therefore he stalled. He waited. He held back. And for a moment, that's the reason why there's a shalsheles on top of the Vayishchat. But you see a common denominator between each of these three instances in Bereishis and the fourth in Sefer Vayikra. That when you pause, when you act slowly, when you don't act with alacrity and with zeal, with passion, with fervor, with eagerness, there can be sin crouching at your door. If Lot would have waited one more instant, for another moment, for another second, even another millisecond, maybe he too would have turned into a pillar of salt. So too with Eliezer, if he would have waited another moment and didn't push himself forward to go through with the omen, with the simon that he saw that Rivka is going to be the wife for Avram's son, Yitzchak, he too may not have completed the shidduch. Yosef as well, if he didn't adamantly refuse, he would have waited one more instant. Eshes Potiphar could have taken advantage of him, and who knows what would have occurred. He would have never been Yosef at Tzadik. And the same thing is true in Parshas Tzav with the word Vayishchat. If Moshe would have paused for one other moment, and if he would have waited just a little bit longer, the Kohuna Gadola would have never been transferred and transitioned to Aaron. And who knows where we would be today without the Kohuna Gadola of Aaron HaKohen. And thus the inverse of Tzav in Parshas Tzav. Zeruz Miyad L'Doros is this word in Parshas Tzav, Vayishchat, the shalsheles, the longest, slowest trap that we have. And therefore, any time a human being stalls, relaxes, takes it easy, and is not willing to move forward with earnestness, with eagerness, with excitement, with passion, and with fervor, sin will crouch at the door. And that's why Ein Lashon Tzav Ela Lashon Zrizus Miyad L'Doros. The Jew needs to move. The Jew needs to act with alacrity, just like the Kohen teaches us that you have to be a Zariz Kohanim Zrizim Heim. So too, we also have to be Zrizim in our lives as well. And thus, the halacha, as the Gemara says in Maseches Psachim Dav Dalet, Zrizim Makedimim LeMitzvos, just like we learn from Avram Avinu, Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram got up early. He didn't wait. He was prepared to offer his son Yitzchak as a sacrifice, as a korban Hashem. And from that pasuk Vayashkem Avram Baboku, we learn the halacha concept. Zrizim makedimim lemitzvah, so much so that the Radvaz, in a well-known tshuva, when he was asked by a Jew who was incarcerated in jail, if he was permitted, and it was permitted, by the warden to leave for one day to perform any mitzvah, when should he leave? What day should he wait for to leave? Should it be Purim when he can fill the mitzvos, matanos, levayon, mishloach, manos? Mikra, Megillah, Sudas, Purim, four mitzvos, maybe that's the day he should wait for. Or maybe he should wait to be released on Yom Kippur one day a year because he could perform all of the mitzvos of Yom Kippur to be in shul, to do tshuva, inui, properly. And the Radva says, no, 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 no. The moment you have a free pass, as soon as you can get out of jail for 24 hours, do it. Even if it's in Cheshvan, even if it's on a day where there are no extraordinary mitzvos. But if you're able to perform a mitzvah, do it right away. If it's a shachris, if it's a mincha, if it's a marv, whatever you could get out for, whatever mitzvah you could perform, do it right away. Don't wait for that opportunity, because that opportunity may not come, like the Mishnah tells us in Avos. Shemalo tipana, maybe the free time will never occur. Don't say, I'll learn later. Later in the day, later in life, at another opportunity. Ein tzav ela lashon zirus, miyad l'doros, act immediately, quickly. And thus the Mesil Susharim, based upon the Brisa of Pinchas Ben Yair Maseches Avodah Zarah, teaches us that immediately after you notice and recognize something, you're climbing the ladder in Avodah Hashem, in the service of a God, you are a Zahir, you understand, you recognize, you're careful. You know what the next step is? Zihirus Mevi Lidei Zrizus. In the ladder of spiritual growth, Zrizus is just at the top. It's the first thing to be careful and cautious about, not just for the Kohen, but Vayashkem Avram Baboke, Avram Avinu teaches us, Zrizim Magdimu L'mitzvah, Zihirus Mevili De Zrizus, and thus Shulchan Aruch opens up. Or Rechaim, the Ramah writes, Yiskaber Ke'ari Baboke L'avodas Abore. The first thing you do when you get up in the morning is to wake up like a lion. You wake up the day. The Lashon of the Rambam. In the Moran of Uchim, which the Ramah is quoting, teaches us, don't wait for your alarm to wake you, but you wake up yourself. Get ready, get going, action, excitement, enthusiasm, zeal, alacrity. Zeros, miyadu, ledoros, that's our job, that's our responsibility. But of course, it's not coincidental that Parshas Tzav, on a regular year, is always the Parsha that's read on Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos prior to Pesach. Because this is the message of Pesach. Zrizos is all about Pesach. And if you take a look, the Torah tells us, the Gemara explains, based upon the Pasuk, Ushmartem es hamatzos. You have to guard the matzos. That's called Shmura Matzah. And the Gemara explains, you learn based upon that, Shmartem es hamatzos mitzvah habal liyotcha al tach mitzana. The word matzos can also be read as mitzvos. And thus we learn from these three words, Ushmartem es hamatzos, you should guard the matzos, that mitzvah habaliot chal tach mitzena, a mitzvah that comes your way, don't wait. Don't allow it to become chametz. Don't allow it to ferment. But immediately, get out there and do the mitzvah. And of course, this is not just a play on words, matzos and mitzvos. But rather, the Torah is teaching us something much deeper. That just like in a second or a millisecond, matzah can turn to chametz. And that which is absolutely permitted and pure and appropriate and pristine on Pesach can become something that you're over an isser on. Matzah can become a chametz. So to every mitzvah, if you wait too long, can also become a sin. It could become an aver if you wait too long. If Yosef waited one more minute, if Vayimoyin, the Shalsheles, was just a bit longer, it would have been over. If Eliezer waited another instant, who knows if the Shidduch one gone through, and the same thing is true with Lot and Vayismamea. And Moshe too, the Shalsheles on top of Vayishchar is teaching us, act, act now. Quickly, don't wait. Move, because your matzah can become chametz, and your mitzvah can become an aver, and thus mitzvah habol liyotcha al tach mitzana. And that's the reason that the poskim explain, based upon the mikubalim, that the words matzah and chametz are made up from the very same letters. The mem of matzah is exactly like the mem in chametz. The tzadi in matzah is exactly like the tzadi in chametz. The only difference between chametz and matzah is a hey and a ches, and of course the difference between that, the spelling and the way the hey and the ches look, is just a little bit of ink. Matzah and chametz are interchangeable. They're so close. It's a little hay and a little ches, and the blot of ink between them is what makes the biggest difference. The second, the millisecond, the moment, the minute, the hour, the day, the week can change everything. Just like matzah can turn to chametz, and just like matzos and mitzvos can turn to averos, so too we need to be careful to act quickly. And thus the yesod of Pesach, as it says in Shir HaShirim, midaleg al hehorim, mikapetz al hagvos, diglu olai ahava, Shir HaShirim, the love, the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is all about being medaleg, jumping. And that's the word Pesach itself means, to jump, to pass over, to leapfrog. Pesach! That's what the Yom Tov of Pesach is about. That's what Parshas Tzav is about. And thus the correlation between Parshas HaShavua, the Parsha of Shabbos HaGadol, and the Yom Tov of Pesach. And that's the reason as well that the Gula had to be Keheref Ayin. It had to happen in an instant. Kachatzos HaLaila. We couldn't wait another moment. And why couldn't we wait? Didn't we wait long enough? Originally 400 years, which became 210 years. But we could have waited a little longer. We waited for the Aseres HaMakos, we waited for Makos Bechoros. Why do we have to move so quickly? Let us sleep through the night and we'll wake up the next morning and leave. Pack our bags, take it easy, we'll daven Shachris, we'll eat, we'll get up and we'll go. Why Keherifayin? Why Kachatzos HaLaila? What's that all about? And it must be that the building block of the Jewish people, the foundation of Klal Yisrael, Geulas Yisrael, the Yom Tov of Pesach had to happen with alacrity and speed and zeal and eagerness, because that's who we are as a people. And just like an embryo, and just like at birth, the critical moments of creation, of the birth of a child, are really portending the future of what that child is going to be, so to Klal Yisrael, at the birth of our nation, we needed to act quickly because that's who we are. Klal Yisrael is a nation that moves, that acts quickly, that acts with speed, because that's what is going to allow us to succeed spiritually. This is what it means to be a Jew. Lethargic, complacency, satisfaction. Those words are all antithetical. Those words are antonyms to spirituality, to ruchnius. Ruchnius means ruach, means movement. And that's why a Jew, an individual human being, is called a mahalech. We move, as opposed to a malach who's considered to be omei, just standing. Because what we are doing is moving. And never can every day be the same as the day before. And that's why zrizim makdim in the mitzvos. That's why mitzvah bo liyotcha al tachmitzena. And that's why Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim kachatzos halayla terem yichmatz. And that's why the first mitzvah we're given is the mitzvah v'chodesh hazeh lachem rosh chodoshim. Because chodesh is chodosh and chodesh is new. And therefore we count, and the way the Jewish calendar works is based upon the lunar calendar, not the solar calendar. Because the lunar calendar waxes and wanes, it grows, there are highs, there are lows, it ebbs, it peaks, it flows, there's movement. We are Mekadesh Es HaKodesh, Mekadesh Yisrael VeHazmanim. It's not a Shana, it's not the Shemesh, which continues to go from year to year annually. But we're Misgaber Kari, Lamor Baboke, Lavoda Sabori. That's what the moon represents, and that's why we count toward the moon. Because the moon speaks to who Klal Yisrael is as a nation, and what we are supposed to be. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah. It's the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, we as Jewish people, as Bnei Yisrael, Yotzim B'Yad Ramah, Kriyas Yamsuf, we move, we make the first move, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills us in. And therefore Rashi, when he explains to us what Tzav is Miyad Uledoros, is teaching us that it's true for a Kohen. It's true for a Kohen today, and it's true for a Kohen tomorrow. It's true for the first Kohen, it's true for Aaron a Kohen, and it's true forever and ever. And just like Aaron is Perach, Mate Aaron, and the almonds, the shkedim that ripen, teaches Aaron who he has to be and how he has to act. Our job of Bnei Yisrael is to follow our leaders, the Aaron, the Kohanim. And just like they act with speed and alacrity and zeal and eagerness, we too, as each and every single Jew, as a nation, as a unit, as an entity, and as individuals, also have to do as such as well. And as we approach Chodesh Nisan, as we approach the Yom Tov of Pesach, we need to understand and to recognize that on an annual basis, we are given the new beginning. That's what spring is about, the freshness, the blossoming of the trees, the freshness of a new start, of a new beginning, of a new opportunity. That we're leaving B'chodesh HaAviv, Klal Yisrael leave in a new month, in a new season, in a new time. And B'siyata D'shmai, with the koach of the Parsha of Parshas Tzav, with the energy of the Yom Tov of Pesach, we should be zocha always to be Meskaber Ke'ari. We should be zocha to be from the Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvos. We should never let any mitzvah be machmitz, and we should never allow matzah to turn to chametz. We should act the way we're supposed to act. Live a life of movement, of Zrizos, and not to live a life of slowness, of lethargy, of complacency, of satisfaction. Never to allow the shalshalas to define us, but to be defined by movement of the tzav. Wishing everybody a wonderful week and a terrific Yom Tov.